Failure University, officially abbreviated FU, with sincerest regrets, is a fully self-accredited co-educational internet-based university. Founded in 2006, it endeavors to provide advanced degrees to the mentally and financially underprivileged, namely those persons who were too dim to be matriculated by a standard college or university, and whose parents were too poor to build a new engineering building or add a wing to the campus library. The university's professional graduate schools offer degrees in the fields of information science, law, medicine, business, engineering, public policy, and education. These are consistently not ranked by U.S. News & World Report in the top 10 programs in the United States, nor in the top 1,000 worldwide. However, the school is proud to report that the degrees themselves are regarded as some of the most authentic and attractive-looking of those seen anywhere. Prospective students must establish that they meet the criteria for intellectual and economic poverty. Acceptable documentation is usually comprised of failing transcripts, involuntary withdrawal notifications, or expulsion letters. Those persons not having attended a college or university can provide proof of equivalent stupidity, naivety, poor judgment, or laziness by submitting a work portfolio detailing a minimum of 5 years' experience in the fast food industry. Based on previous intake data, the most successful candidates should provide pictures establishing that they know the correct grip to use around a spatula, can properly tether a protective apron, and can wear a paper hat convincingly. Credits of advanced standing, bursaries, or other financial aid are usually given to those who submit electronic or videotape demonstrations of themselves, deftly avoiding the exploding pop of searing hamburger grease and the fetid spittle of angry customers. Naturally, letters of recommendation in the form of customer comment cards about the quality of food, service, or restroom cleanliness can only improve the odds of being selected. FU operates on the principles of each one teach one, help thy neighbor, and other well-established bits of popular folk wisdom that promote cohesiveness and community while eliminating the need for costly instructional staff. To assist you in your new role of student professor, you will be emailed detailed instructions outlining how and where you can obtain the textbooks, exams, computers, and stationery for your upcoming term. Usually these are stored in the various departments of colleges and universities in your area, which we refer to as our partner organizations. If you are ever stopped by their faculty or security personnel and ask where you are taking the materials, be sure to respond, FU. Once you've selected a course to teach, send out a mass email to the entire student body. Then feel free to sign up for as many courses offered by other students as you wish. You can even give yourself credit for attending your own course. Our principle of reciprocal learning is based on the axiom that the human race contains the sum of human knowledge and skill, and therefore any subset of that whole must contain a proportion of that knowledge and skill. Even within a group of idiots, there exists vast knowledge, and even among failures, there exists great strength. Probably. Studies have proven it. FU prides itself on using its research endowments to validate the studies which underlie its own instructional model. Additionally, additional studies are being studied in-house to validate the validity of doing studies about the validity of in-house studies. These are repeated yearly on an annual basis to establish replicability. Identical findings have been produced each year that establish both the validity of FU's instructional model and the replicability of the study methodology and findings, which are identical. Collectively, these comprise individual steps of what will eventually become a longitudinal study of the university, its teaching methods, and its research methods. But early projections indicate that no contradictory findings will be found. As FU is not a brick-and-mortar institution, no student residences are provided. During temperate weather, bridges, apartment canopies, and fire escapes provide adequate shelter, though the more nomadic and adventuresome student may appreciate the flexibility and portability of an appliance box. For autumn and winter attendees, FU recommends friends and relatives as an excellent source of housing for low to no cost. FU highly encourages its students to avail themselves of public library facilities in their local area. These provide the internet access, clean washrooms, and comfortable chairs, which our students have come to expect from an institution of this magnitude. The university has no sports teams per se, so for those with a special interest in athletics, the administration wishes to remind you that it is reasonably simple to attend basketball, football, and baseball games by switching on a nearby television. FU's sole fraternity is Gamma Gamma Eta. Students wishing to pledge must love punk but not know how to play an instrument. Uniforms are mandatory and available for purchase at most Value Village and Salvation Army stores. There are no other rules, but anyone caught sleeping with the president's girlfriend will be shunned, then complained about in a song in lieu of expulsion. In order to promote the desired mix of creativity, frugality, and industry that distinguish our graduates, the final assignment of each student is to create their own degree. Certainly, you could pay some alleged faculty headquartered out of a cheap motel to manufacture and send you a pre-printed degree, but what would you learn from the experience? Only further confirmation that you're stupid enough to approve your own tuition hike. Instead, you should produce your own third-party accredited self-conferred degree by following this simple tutorial. Try this at home. It really works. Step 1. Use your favorite search engine to find pictures of other people's degrees online. You'd be amazed how many pretentious twits will scan their sheepskin to post on their website as an electronic equivalent of a schoolyard. For your convenience, here's some anonymous jerk's actual degree, unwittingly uploaded just so you could make a carbon copy of it for yourself without paying the tens of thousands of dollars for it that he had to. Who's the smarty now? Step 2. Launch your favorite word processor. If you don't have one, you can download the standalone Abbey Word or get an entire suite including spreadsheet and presentation software from openoffice.org. I mean, seriously, when it comes to being cheap, all kidding is off here. Step 3. Adjust the page margins and set the orientation to landscape. Some universities, like Harvard, have degrees printed using the portrait orientation, but they're a minority. Besides, FU's administration has it on good authority that portrait-style degrees are more likely to be accused of being fake. Step 4. Select a fancy Old English-style font. If you don't have a good font installed, search online for free fonts. Keep in mind that the importance of Old English font is not merely for aesthetic purposes. It's tiring to read, and that's a good thing. Using that frilly, tangled text in the traditional layout instantly signals to potential readers what the document is, thereby saving them the trouble of actually having to read it. Even the most stoic of employers will see University of Tuktoyaktuk, allow their eyes to drift down to find your name, then sigh with relief knowing they can safely ignore all the scholarly psychobabble in small print. Step 5. Notice the example degree to the right. Billy Bobob University, on the recommendation of the Senate, has conferred upon Todd Richard Lyons, who havingly dutifully highlighted expensive textbooks and cheerfully attended the lectures of aging windbag know-it-alls, has maintained the minimum GPA required to obtain this Master of Esotericism with all the rights and privileges, or lack thereof, thereto appertaining. Now look at that nice curved name at the top. It looks most impressive. In OpenOffice, you can create a fancy fontwork arc by selecting Format, Object, Fontwork. And while FU hardly recommends that you emblazon your degree with Failure University across the top, no one will blame you if you do otherwise. Step 6. Blatantly copy the text from the degree that you downloaded earlier and that I've given to you at least in part verbally. Start with the name of the institution. And truthfully, no one at FUA headquarters will look at it to notice. Call it the honor system if it makes you feel better than being cheated or merely ignored. Plus, we have to admit, there really is no substitute for a doctor of laws from Harvard or a master of locksmithing from Yale. And you're done. With only a few dollars invested in thick quality paper for your final print, you may expect to reap an instant $25,000 to $75,000 raise. Go ahead, get yourself one of those fancy square caps in your favorite color, if you like. For proof of the results of this express lane to greatness, one need only look at the meteoric rise of Laura Callahan, from a virtual unknown to a senior information technology manager at the White House, deputy chief information officer at the United States Department of Labor, and a senior director at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And then there's Charles Abell, Assistant Secretary of Defense, U.S. Representative Jennifer Carroll of Florida, David F. Brodhagen, Deputy U.S. Marshal, and of course William R. Church, White House Senior Military Advisor. And it's all true. Something in this article had to be. And to close today, I would just like to read the commencement address for the graduates of Failure University. I'd like to begin today by offering my warmest, most heartfelt condolences to you, the Doles. Rather, my sincerest congratulations to you, the grads, of 2009. When I look out at all your smiling faces, or rather what I imagine to be smiling faces, given that this comes by way of mass email, I am deeply moved by your distinct individuality. Individuality is the key to success, and while elsewhere there are dozens of hundreds of students sitting in actual auditoriums, dressed in identical caps and gowns, it is my pleasure to imagine you, the class of 2009, sitting there in your fading concert t-shirts and stained underpants, skimming every fifth or seventh word I've written, while you wait for your celebratory microwave banquet dinner to thaw. Now, in your future career, as in life, you'll find... Ah, well, I see my minute is up. Best wishes, and do enjoy the peach cobbler. Not too quickly, mind you. The steam under that plastic is hot.